John chapter 21, verse 1. After these things, Joshua manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and he manifested himself in this way. Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We will also come with you." They went out and got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing. But when the day was now breaking, Joshua stood on the beach, yet the disciples did not know it was him. So Joshua yelled to them, "Children, do you not have any fish?" And they answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right hand of the boat, and you'll make a catch." So they cast, and they were not able to haul it in because of the great number of fish. Therefore that disciple whom Joshua loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." So when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put his outer garment on, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from the land, about 100 yards away, dragging the net full of fish. So when they got out on the land, they saw a charcoal fire already laid, and fish placed on it, and bread. And Joshua said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land, full of large fish, 153, and although there were so many, the net was not torn. Joshua said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples ventured to question him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was him, the Lord. Joshua came and took the bread and gave it to them, and the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Joshua was manifested to his disciples after he was risen from the dead. So when they had finished breakfast, Joshua said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Tend my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Joshua said to him, "Tend my sheep." Commentary note 76. Many religious leaders try and use these words of the master to justify their being shepherds of his sheep, saying Peter is being made a shepherd here. But of course, this would contradict Joshua's teachings in John 10 regarding his being the only good shepherd who does not fail and who alone owns the sheep. Would the good shepherd entrust his sheep's souls to a man who denied him three times in a time of weakness? A reasonable reading, meaning it does not contradict his other plain teachings, see John 10:16 and Matthew 23:8-12, would be that Joshua is simply saying, "Feed his sheep," meaning repeat his words to them, bring them food or grass to eat, like all disciples are supposed to do. And look out for them, tend them, like any good friend, especially a more experienced or mature friend, would look out for his friends and help guide them or help guide others in dangerous and difficult times and places if they had gone through that experience before. What is certain is that Joshua did not contradict himself and make Peter a shepherd, teacher, or leader. For only Joshua is those things to his disciples, as he plainly teaches elsewhere, see Matthew chapter 23, verses 8 through 12, and John 10, verses 13, for example. Back to the text. Verse 18. "Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will gird you and bring you where you do not wish to go." Now this he said, signifying by what kind of death he, Peter, would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me." Peter, turning around, saw that the disciple whom Joshua loved following them, the one who also had leaned back on his bosom at the supper, the Last Supper, and said, "Lord, who is the one who betrays you?" So Peter, seeing him, said to Joshua, "Lord, and what about this man?" And Joshua said to him, "If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." Therefore this saying went out among the brethren, that that disciple would not die. Yet Joshua did not say to him that he would not die, but only, if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? This is the disciple who is testifying to these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are many other things which Joshua did, which if they were written in detail, I suppose that even the world itself would not contain the books that would be written. End of the Gospel of John.